Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
We expect at this point the House Agriculture Committee to try to mark up their bill in committee sometime in mid to late April once Congress returns from its Easter recess. The Senate is also anticipated to be prepared to move their bill through the committee sometime in the April to May timeframe as well. We're continuing to work closely at the National Cotton Council with staff on both committees to try to make sure cotton's priorities are maintained and included in the farm bill that is being put together for 2018, with the goal of getting that bill passed and enacted by the end of this year.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Congress is working to compile an overall omnibus spending package that would fund the remainder of this fiscal year. That legislation is expected to include a number of other policy issues, given that this may be one of the final major pieces of legislation that gets through Congress before this fall's election. A couple of those items that are of importance to the cotton industry, one is an effort to try to address a discrepancy that was created in the Tax Reform and Jobs Act that was passed in late 2017. One of the new provisions in the tax law, Section 199A, has created a potential discrepancy in how producers would choose to market their commodities, whether it's through a cooperative marketing organization or a private or independent marketing company. And that was an unintended consequence of the tax law. And so members of both the House and Senate and both parties are working to try to correct that and restore balance to the marketing situation for commodities so that it's not choosing winners and losers between co-ops and private or independent organizations. And so we anticipate that correction being included in the omnibus bill.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
There's work to try to include either the new PREA legislation, which is important legislation that provides or allows for pesticide manufacturers to pay to help support the staff and work of EPA to get new crop protection products registered and on the market for the ag industry to utilize. The current PREA legislation expires soon, and this may be one of the last opportunities to get the new version of that legislation passed. If not the new version, then at least an extension of the existing law so those resources can continue to be made available to EPA so that they can hopefully approve new pesticide products in a timely fashion and get those out to producers and others in the ag sector to utilize. So those are two issues that the Cotton Council is working closely on to make sure are included in this funding package, as well as some of the annual items that are always a priority for our industry, such as full funding for the market promotion programs at USDA, which provide a key source of funding for Cotton Council International and all of their promotion efforts around the world, as well as funding for the eradication programs for both boll weevil and pink bollworm, and then also maintaining some additional funding levels for the USDA ginning labs that are operated across the Cotton Belt for the important research work that they do to help improve gin efficiency and lint quality. So those are all items that the council remains focused on, and we look forward to seeing Congress take action in the coming days to finalize that spending package.